For the first time since its destruction in the collapse of the Twin Towers on September 11, 2001, the public is seeing images of what the rebuilt Greek Orthodox Church, St. Nicholas, will look like. And to some, it will look like a mosque. The New York Times' David Dunlap wrote about the design in today's paper and joins me now. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
As best you can, David, describe what the newly rebuilt Greek Orthodox Church, St. Nicholas, will look like.
The architect Santiago Calatrava has drawn for his design very heavily on traditional Byzantine influences. It is not a typical Calatrava design in that it is not a particularly structurally expressive work, nor necessarily a work of contemporary architecture. Rather, it is a cubic building with a shallow dome on top of it, a ribbed dome at that, and alternating bands of stone, alternating colors, at the corners of the drum of the dome. In that way, it very much picks up on the aesthetics of the great Hagia Sophia in Istanbul and another Byzantine church called Hora, which is also in Istanbul.
Now, both of these churches in Istanbul date to the early centuries of Christianity, but they were later used as mosques. Were they instrumental in influencing mosque architecture in the Middle East?
I can't claim to be enough of a historian to say that these two in particular did, but certainly the shallow dome that we frequently associate with mosque design and can see in our own city at 3rd Avenue and 96th Street at the Islamic Center there was definitely influenced by the domes of early Christianity developed in Greece, actually.
You write that this church, should it be rebuilt exactly to these designs, will almost certainly ignite a new round of debate about religion. And you reflect in your story in 2010 about the national attention that focused on that fight over the Islamic Community Center on Park Place. Remind us why religion and the World Trade Center have had this rocky relationship.
Regrettably, I think the events of September 11th, 2001 led some people, many people, to conflate terrorism with Islam. And there are those people who say that any intimation of Islamic or Muslim architecture or presence or religion, iconography, is incompatible with a memorial devoted to the victims of September 11th. I'm happy to say, though, in the hours since my story was published, at least in reading the web as I have been, there does not yet seem to be, and I hope there won't be, the kind of outrage that greeted the prospect of building an Islamic center two blocks north of the World Trade Center.
Why has St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church had such a hard time making it from the planning phase to actually being built?
I think in part its size worked against it. Remember that it was just a tiny little parish church on Cedar Street. What gave it a role at all? Two things. First of all, initially Governor Pataki's assurance to the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese that the church would be rebuilt. And secondly, in a more practical way, the Port Authority needed the site occupied by the church and owned by the church in order to construct its vehicle security center. But it was a problem of such small magnitude, given the great issues of the towers and the memorial and the memorial museum and the transportation center, that I think it just perpetually got shunted to the bottom of anyone's agenda until such time as it had to be resolved.
Church officials have said that this church will be open to all, that there will be an ecumenical prayer space for anyone to have silent contemplation there. When do we expect the church to officially open?
The church is to open sometime in late 2015 or early 2016. St. Nicholas's feast day is in early December, and I asked Father Airey of the Archdiocese whether it might coincide with the opening of the church, and he said that would be a wonderful thing, but St. Nicholas will lead us in the right direction whenever that date may be.
David Dunlap is a reporter for the New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This is WNYC.